Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:16 now, Wednesday, September 22nd, day 24 of the Ida recovery, and the fall weather is finally here. Get out and enjoy it, although it's on the way here. It's kind of making its way through. Tomorrow should be just outstanding, as well as the following day, and we might be able to get out and get some of the stuff done. And we've been putting off because it's been so hot, especially for the people that were so hard hit. Finally, some relief for them. Ronald Serpas joins us now, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and a former NOPD chief. How you doing, sir?
Tommy, I am great. I hope you and yours survive the storm with as little damage as possible, as well as your listeners.
Just lost a fence, and I got power back early, and I have survivor's remorse in a lot of different ways. What about you?
Things went okay. You know, none of us had water damage. We did not suffer any wind damage, and we were probably 5 or 6 days without electricity, which reminds us how important it is to have air conditioning.
Amen. Absolutely. Let's talk about what happened with crime while we were all, you know, it's day 24 of the recovery, and then you got to go back a couple of days before that, and we were all following the storm. What happened with crime? Did people stop killing each other, or did it just not make the front page because we were all storm concerned?
More of B than A. Unfortunately for our community, we're still seeing a 65% increase year-to-date in carjacking over last year's 100% increase. And we're still seeing a 45% increase in non-fatal shootings, a 25% increase in assaults that result in medical care injuries. Homicides appear to have stabilized, and that's always a good news. But, you know, our community has always been and should always be very sensitive to violent crime. And we're marching to another year, which will now be two full years of violent crime expansion. That's just very bad news for the city. Very bad news for the city.
You know, you look at a lot of things that are going on in the city. I'm trying to find some good news in terms of either power or garbage collection or whatever. Does crime get the attention from the administration you think it deserves?
I think that that's a great question. I think the world of Chief Ferguson, I think he's playing the best football game he can with the team that's given to him. Citizens have to decide when they elect people, what do they say versus what do they do? And here we are 4 years later, crime continues to go up. There's been some data released that crime has unrelentingly gone up during this particular 4 years of administration. A lot of reasons for it. A lot of things could be done differently, perhaps. But I know one thing. This is the greatest city on earth. And when people are afraid of being carjacked, and when people are afraid that their child was shot and killed and nobody's been able to do anything about it, that drives a wedge in the fabric of our community that we've unfortunately lived with. Hopefully we can get some relief. I mean, who knows? But I'll say this, and I'll say it like I've said before, Tommy. Gail Benson and Tom Benson gave Drew Brees the best possible chance to be success with all the people that they hired to support him, and our city has failed to do that for Chief Ferguson.
Well, we'll pick it up there when we come back. We're talking to Ronald Serpas, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and now he's a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. When we come back, I'd like to know, you know, there's the old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Have we even taken that single step? Because if not, how in the hell can we hope to make any progress on that journey? 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, Wednesday, September 22nd, day 24 of the Ida recovery. Here on WWL, as we talk to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, Nashville City Police chief, and superintendent of the Washington State Police. So, Chief, somebody texted in, there was a shooting inside of the Winn-Dixie in Algiers yesterday. I didn't see anything about that, but it could be where maybe it's not making the news, what with the Ida recovery and so forth. I asked you before the break, you know, the saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? Has the administration even taken a single step to give Sean Ferguson what he needs? And if so, or if not, what would that step be? Where do they need to start? Because you got to start somewhere, right? Or else you just keep talking about it and it's a circular conversation?
I think that's very true, Tommy. I'll put it to you this way. I grew up and lived in New Orleans East. I grew up and lived in Gentilly in the Ninth Ward. And if you're a citizen of this community that lives in any of those areas, you've got to ask yourself, they can't stop the murders. They can't stop the shootings. They can't stop the carjackings. They can't pick up the trash before the storm, during the storm, or after the storm. So I don't know how many first steps have been taken if you live off of Reed Road or if you live off of Dauphine and Esplanade. I don't know how many steps have been taken if you live in St. Rock. I don't know how many steps those people think have been taken to make their life better. And it's a really serious question. What can they do for Sean? If you're hiring 100 people a year and you lose 100 people a year, you are stuck on go. And the NOPD staffing has not changed appreciably in the last many, many years. So the question isn't always how many more police. But people know when there's not enough police. And I don't think you could find a citizen who lives in any of these communities we just spoke of who would say to you, oh, they need to cut the police. They don't have enough of them out here. So it's a very simple question. Put your money where your mouth is. You got to put money into funding. The mayor of Chicago announced yesterday she's adding more police officers. The mayor of Atlanta is adding more police officers. The mayor of Seattle's fighting to keep police officers. The question isn't, can you have reform and not have change with police staffing? The question is, can we have reform and change in police staffing? And I think the nation in 12 months has gone from we don't need the police to, well, we need a good police, let's figure out how to get there.
Is it fair to blame all of this on a consent decree?
I'm not so sure. I've always been a supporter of the consent decree because, believe it or not, the support that Sean is getting is primarily driven by what the judge says the city has to do because of the consent decree. Technology, training, those kinds of issues, cities generally underfund policing when cities are going broke. But in this case, the consent decree requires those things to be done, so I think that's a net positive. Mm-hmm. Judge Morgan, I think, has done a very good job. I don't have the capacity to judge a judge, but I know what I read and see and what I dealt with the year I worked with her. I think she's very balanced and judicious and makes sure the city fulfills its commitments. But on the other hand, the consent decree is really weak. It let the civil service rules stay in place. So many times when Chief Ferguson takes disciplinary action to further the consent decree, and this is a problem all over the country, Tommy, he makes actions to further the consent decree's goals and objectives of community policing and accountable policing, and the civil service system is using arcane rules that are meant from 100 years ago when political corruption did influence staffing, overturn his decision. So there's still things that need to be fixed. We can get it done if we keep focused.
Sure doesn't seem to be a priority, and I think that's a first step as well. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tommy. Have a great day.
You too. Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.